This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. This is a perennial question. When should I divide my peonies or peonies? Either one will do. Wait for the tops to be killed by frost, then cut the stems to near ground level. Then, using a spading fork, dig out the rhizomes. Make sure you dig a hole wider than the plant to avoid damaging the root system. Take out the entire clump with as much of the root system as possible. Cut it into smaller pieces, leaving at least 3 to 5 eyes per division. This part's very important. Without those eyes, you won't have a plant. And by the way, I have pictures on gardenby.com. Prepare your new site by forking in several inches of compost into the top 12 inches of soil. Replant your division, keeping the eyes no more than 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface. Again, this is a very important step. I have more information and, of course, pictures on gardenbite.com. If you plant too deeply, you won't see blooms. Water thoroughly and keep watered until the ground freezes. Mulch your new divisions with a couple of inches of pine needles, straw, wood chips, or chopped leaves. Any organic matter will work. The newly planted peonies will not have as many blooms in the spring, but give them time and you'll be thrilled all over again. How do you know when to divide? If you've been seeing less flower production over the past year, that generally means overcrowding, which means it's time for division. Plant your peonies in full sun with well-drained soil and space them 3 to 4 feet apart. While you're at it, add to your collection with a new variety. Peonies don't need to be divided, but you'll get more plants if you do. Tree peonies are a different thing and don't like to be moved. Go to my website and, of course, find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.